North Korean believers are the focus of a call to prayer. The lack of volunteers threatens a ministry trip to Central Asia. And interest in religion is growing in China. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea is a difficult place. Hardline communism restricts all kinds of freedom in this nation. Open Doors USA is recruiting an army of believers around the world to blanket North Korea in prayer. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says for some time now, North Korea has topped their world watch list of nations where persecution of Christians is the worst.
And for that reason, we've launched this North Korean prayer campaign. And what we hope to do is have people praying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for Christians in North Korea.
Open Doors is looking for 1,000 people to pray for 10 minutes each week. Dykstra says the need for prayer is great, as many are suffering.
They're suspected to detain more political and religious prisoners than any other country in the world. And we believe that there's approximately 200,000 to 300,000 political prisoners, and many of those are Christians.
Go to our website to sign up. Meanwhile, Food for the Poor is helping the victims of Hurricane Wilma, Alpha, and Beta in the U.S., Haiti, Jamaica, Nicaragua, and Honduras. Food for the Poor's Deerfield Beach, Florida headquarters was damaged in Hurricane Wilma, but they set up temporary facilities in the undamaged part of the complex. That's allowed them to ship over 2 million pounds of food, water, roofing material, and emergency supplies to those in need. Go to our website if you'd like to help them. You're listening to Mission Network News. Global Aid Network, otherwise known as GAIN USA, needs your help. GAIN's Tim Byrne says that they're putting together a missions trip to the former Soviet Union to places like Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. There is some urgency, though, as several of these nations are beginning to close their doors, and the response has been pretty low.
We're looking to take over 300, 350 people into this area and to go to places like hospitals and prisons and youth camps and outreaches to take the gospel, to take humanitarian aid into these folks.
Burns attributes the slow trip response to the disasters in the U.S., but he urges people to
just pray and ask if God is calling you to go. Although God calls some people to help out locally, God calls some people to help out internationally, and that's part of being the body of Christ. And so just because we've got something going on here doesn't mean that there's not still need overseas.
Next, the rise of religion in China is catching the attention of the country's leaders. In what would be an otherwise atheistic country, there's a growing interest in spiritual things. The church is responding and finding that there are other issues that need to be addressed. China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland explains.
Due to the enormous and fast growth of the church all across China, so far not enough emphasis has been directed to such needs as found in marriages and families. Young emerging Christian leaders and pastors have to be trained to take on the ministry responsibilities being vacated by older pastors.
Berkland says they've been an active part of this new direction of ministry.
Yeah, China Partner Lecturing Team finished 1 week of training at the newly established Christian Counseling Center in Nanjing, China. Dr. Wang, a Christian counselor, founded this institute in 2002. Around 40 people signed up for this training session from four different provinces.
And 18 people from Buckner Orphan Care International just returned from China. Their Shoes for Orphan Souls team just delivered shoes to kids in five orphanages, most of whom have mental or physical disabilities. Buckner's Ken Hall says they showed love to the children, encouraged the caregivers, and represented what it means to follow Christ. They hope to do this even more effectively as they've been invited to hold a national training conference for child care workers. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call, 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. There we offer other resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.